Joining me in the studio right now is Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawks from the Americana duo Dawn and Hawks. They're playing a show at the Barrel Room tonight in Duluth. Their new album, The Other Side, is out now. Thanks, guys, for coming by. Yeah. So the first album you guys released as a duo was called Golden Heart, which to me sounded a little bit more rockin'. Mm-hmm. The second one, Yours and Mine, featured such loving songs that I felt like it was a really intimate experience between the three of us.
Oh, nice.
And this third release, The Other Side, seems like to tell a lot of stories. Tell us about writing this album compared to the other two.
This album started off with a song called Promised Land, kind of set the tone. We were thinking about the other side of someone's perspective that's trying to get to a better place and trying to sort of, you know, it's all about empathy and compassion for someone that's in pursuit of a better life or a better place. And and that was one of the themes that we kind of latched onto that ended up being the title for the album, The Other Side, that connects all the songs together, is the other side of someone's perspective, the other side of the argument, or maybe even the other side of, you know, life, you know, like right. Afterlife, things like that. So,
yeah, lots of relevant topics to today's society for sure. So you guys are a married couple and you write songs together. Talk about your songwriting process. Is it a collaborative one or do you do your own?
Yeah, it's super collaborative. Chris and I were both independent songwriters before we met each other, and then we met totally happenstance. We were out dancing to the blues. He asked me to dance, and then it was completely dumb luck that we were both songwriters and that we didn't sound half bad together either. Yeah, so some sort of weird universe conspired to make that happen, I suppose. But our songwriting processes are, I mean, we're both just collecting lyrics and melodies, and we'll hear each other in the other room, you know, one of us playing guitar or singing, and we'll just sort of like stand in the doorway and be like, yeah, I like that one, and maybe start singing harmonies. It's very collaborative, and it's kind of all the time, you know.
Yeah, a constant.
Yeah.
We'll start from scratch sometimes, you know.
Together.
We'll
start
completely from
that's more rare.
A bare bones idea, and then other times one of us will have a seed going, you know, and we'll kind of fertilize it and push it along. Yeah.
I read one someplace that when you first introduced him to some of your music, it was the first time when he made a comment about your music, it was like the first time you weren't defensive about your, you probably don't even remember.
I don't remember saying that. I know that when he asked me, so what do you do? It was while we were dancing. It was the first time I introduced myself as a songwriter.
Oh,
I always
ever.
Introduced myself as whatever my day job was. And then like songwriting was something I also did, but it wasn't the first thing I said. And I don't know, I just got real bold that night and was like, I'm a songwriter. What do you do? Didn't expect him to say the same thing.
writing is, it's such a personal thing that you're putting out there. I mean, I give mad respect to all musicians just for putting it out there because it's so personal. But I imagine with two, I mean, what happens if you really like something and you're not feeling it? Does that happen?
It does happen.
But it's usually not the concept that we turn down with each other, because normally we can see like, oh, I see what you're working towards there. And we like really, I think, respect each other's strengths. And so sort of, what is it, the iron sharpens iron, sort of like dig in a bit and push each other to be better, you know?
Right. I'm talking with Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawks from the duo Dawn and Hawks. They're playing a show at the Barrel Room tonight. Their new album, The Other Side, is out now. Are we going to hear a track from that album?
Sure.
You guys want to play?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, we'll play that song we were talking about, Promised Land.
Promised Land from Dawn and Hawks.
Your own. children beholden. Will you sing along, even if you don't know my song? Will you raise your voice in harmony?
Land from Don and Hawks. That's a track from their new album, The Other Side, that is out now. That was beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys both come from musical families, is that right? And didn't your dad play on the last couple of albums?
Yeah, he sure did. So my dad plays drums, mandolin, guitar. This is actually his Gibson originally that he one day hands it over to me, almost like knighting me. He like hands it over and was like, you are now a songwriter.
You are ready.
Yeah. But so I think I just absorbed hearing all of his band's practice in the living room growing up. But he's not really a songwriter. He's mostly a player. And so we sort of had that difference growing up, but also complemented because we got to play together. And then when Chris and I met and started playing together, they became good buddies, which, I mean, I never would imagine that my dad and the guy I was dating would be good friends. But we all just, you know, work really well together. We're all Capricorns. That's probably why.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
But yeah, so he's on the record playing mandolin, mm-hmm. and we play as a family band a lot at home in Austin, too.
And you guys live in Austin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a huge musical community down there.
Yeah, it's great.
Off topic a little bit, who in Austin would you guys recommend for us to check out?
Everyone?
That's a good question. We have a good friend, Daisy O'Connor, who's totally. In the kind of the folk world, but she sort of stretches the boundaries of folk music while keeping a firm grip on it at the same time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Oh, wow, this is on the spot, because I definitely have, you have those moments where you hear something and you're like, oh my gosh.
You guys are going to drive to Duluth and be like,
this person. Well, that's kind of the thing, is like, you don't want to leave anyone out. That's right. Why I'm saying everyone, because you can literally, like, when friends come and visit us in Austin, it can be a Monday night and we'll be like, okay, so we're going to have dinner and then we have 10 venues to take you to see 10 of our friends.
Right.
Like, we could do a live music tour every night of the week and it'd be great. It's like the best music buffet there is.
Right. Could be a little side business for you guys.
Maybe.
Music buffet. Yes.
Music tours.
All you can eat music buffet. Yeah. By Don and Hunt.
So what do you guys listen to when you're... Do you listen to a lot of folk music, or is there anything kind of outside of that?
Yeah, we listen to everything. Today,
and sometimes it changes depending on what, you know, what the scenery is that's flying around us. But today we're listening to some Crosby, Stills, and Nash and some James Taylor and some stuff like that. But we also were listening to like Jeff Buckley and we listened to some blues tunes. What were some of the bluesy songs we were listening to too? I can't remember, but we're just kind of jumping around the iPod. Yeah. You know? So.
I mean, we listen to a lot of contemporary music too. Like when we're on gorgeous drives, we almost always put Fleet Foxes on. That seems to be like our go-to.
Fitting road music,
right? Yeah. And of course, we like a lot of the you know, kind of the darlings like Gillian and Dave, and we like the, you know, we listen to the Beatles and Zeppelin and all of, like, the classic stuff, you know, that you draw from. You're never done drawing from. We were actually listening to The Shins, and I was telling her how New Slang, I use it as an alarm because I always, every time I hear it, I go, I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the standard alarm sound, you know.
We are such nerds on the road with music. Like if someone came on tour with us, they would be like, for hours, you guys just sit there and listen to music and go, oh, that bass part. Oh my gosh. Oh, the drums. Yeah. Just geek out over production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have to take turns with the iPod, or do you?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And like, I'll make a playlist as we're driving in, like for Chicago, like for the hours.
The
we're
all
driving
Chicago.
I was like, every song that has Chicago in
that
it. That
mentions Chicago. Yeah. Yeah, that was great. We've gotten into playing this game. We'll play with friends. If we have a car full of people, it's really fun. And her nephew is he's a 9-year-old that absolutely loves this game. But you play a song, and then you play a song that you were kind of like influenced, like there was some kind of connecting, point to it. The next person plays a song.
Yes.
It's a fun.
You just have to connect it in some way. So right. Like,
could be the same producer.
It could be anything. It could be lyric driven or sound driven.
And if it's not obvious, we'll ask. We'll be like, what did you think of this, you know? And
yeah,
it's fun.
Does he take the wheels at the
so
game?
Fantastic. I was like, where did you even learn about this? Like, his favorite is Queen. I was like, you know all the Queen songs? He knows every word. It's incredible.
Yeah,
that's great.
He was like, oh, I think you'll like this one. It's really funky. It's this guy, Stevie Wonder. Like, yeah, we know him.
Heard
of
him before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you traveled everywhere and on tour, and you've also had national spotlight. You were on The Voice 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
Oh, well, it's, you know, TV is...
It's just between the three of us.
Right. Well, it was all the hurry up and go, you know, hurry up and wait of TV.
Right.
But it had the effect. We actually, it's great because we'll play a show, and, you know, some people will say, well, I saw your, you know, video of you on YouTube, like the an Audio Tree video interview of you. Or someone will say, I read this little quote, or a friend sent me out, and all those different things. But inevitably, there's always like a couple of people that come out because they saw us on that, you know.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, it's fantastic because it's just added to what we already do, which is great.
It's just amazing to me, though, because it was 90 seconds that first blind audition. And it's been like,
that was it?
4 years.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh yeah, I've been following you ever since.
Well,
it's incredible.
Last night I loved the moment when from the stage a woman asked us, we just kind of open it up sometimes. We'll say like, hey, if we're really, you know, we're far from home and some of you guys are too. If there's anything you really want to hear tonight, let us know. And this one lady, she said, can you play that song that you did on TV? And we're like, absolutely, we'll do that. And she said, you guys should have won. And I didn't, without thinking, I said, well, we did. You're here. You know, I was like, that's what we wanted to do. So from that standpoint, it's so great.
Which it is pretty cool that they, for 4 years, have been following, you know. And,
absolutely. Yeah. And like that they know the words to our original music. That's amazing.
That was the best part, was that our original tunes, it translated and people listened to our original material and, you know.
So had you released the Golden Heart? Had you released that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was already made, and then Yours and Mine came out, I think, about a year later.
Right.
Yeah, and was funded by our fans through Indiegogo, so that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put out the last one independently a couple months ago, released it. Yeah,
okay.
Just saved up all our CD sales money and put out the last one.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. We're talking with Don and Hawks here, Miranda Don and Chris Hawks, and they're playing in Duluth tonight. Thank you guys so much for coming by. We've got a couple more things to do before you leave. One, let's hear another song.
Okay.
And we're going to hear Ordinary Day, is that right?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, we'll do that one.
Okay.
So this one started out as just an instrumental, but we were at a songwriting retreat, self-imposed songwriting retreat in a cabin out in the hill country, and we got a phone call of just really awful news. And like, maybe you can relate, you've ever just gotten really bad news on a gorgeous day, and those two things don't seem like they should go together. And so we did what we do to work through stuff, just put it into music. Didn't really want to at first, but mm-hmm. sometimes as a songwriter, that's just the best thing to do.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. so it's called Ordinary Day.
This is Dawn and Hawks on New Music.
One, two.
Strangely out of place. In the evening I pray, oh my soul, the day. Should the music and the memories fade away? Hey, hey. Dearly departed, we are gathered here today. Join our hands together, bow our heads and pray. No one saw it coming, news of yesterday came and took our friends away. It was just another ordinary day.
Beautiful. That is Dawn and Hawks in the studio. Thank you guys so much for coming to KAXE. They'll be in the Barrel Room in Duluth tonight, and their new album, The Other Side, is out now.